Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back into the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta and it is finally Thursday, April 28th. The NFL draft is this evening. We can throw our mock drafts in the trash. It is finally here. First pick will be on the clock on Thursday night. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, there's going to be plenty of draft night trade rumors ahead of the NFL draft this evening, but pretty quiet so far as we eagerly await the number one overall pick. According to Jim Trotter, there are some chances that the Houston Texans could be moving. General Manager Nick Caserio tells Jim Trotter there's a 99% chance they use pick number 3, but when it comes to pick number 13, there's maybe a 50 to 60% chance. Says he's talked to 6 to 8 teams as part of their due diligence about possibly moving back in the draft. Sounds like the Texans are open for business. Houston Texans left tackle Laremy Tunsil announced that he is selling his infamous gas mask video from the 2016 NFL draft as an NFT, with a portion of the money benefiting cannabis criminal justice reform efforts. The legendary moment caused Tunsil to fall in the 2016 NFL draft, but he did not fall very far as he still wound up going number 12 overall to the Miami Dolphins, later signed a very lucrative contract with the Houston Texans. The Jacksonville Jaguars and offensive tackle Cam Robinson reached agreement on a 3-year contract extension worth $54 million, roughly $18 million per season for the Jags tackle. Florida cornerback Kaiir Elam is getting some pre-draft buzz about climbing up draft boards. He's reportedly expected to be no worse than the 4th cornerback taken in Thursday night's draft. Same goes for Florida State edge rusher Jermaine Johnson, who's been getting plenty of pre-draft hype. After teams were reportedly calling the Chicago Bears about pass rusher Robert Quinn, the Bears said, no, we are not currently shopping our pass rusher. Quinn referenced some uncertainty in his interview earlier in the week, and other teams have been monitoring the situation in Chicago, a team that's in need of draft capital, and Quinn coming off a very quiet 18.5 sack season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced they are picking up the 5th-year option on linebacker Devin White. Same goes for the Washington Commanders, who exercised their option on defensive end Montez Sweat. The Tennessee Titans also picked up the 5th-year option on defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, locking him in for the 2023 season at $10.7 million. And lastly, the Arizona Cardinals picked up the 5th-year option on quarterback Kyler Murray. The move was expected, but Kyler Murray's still looking for a new deal. Arizona does lock him in for the 2023 season at nearly $30 million. Peyton Manning and his wife Ashley announced the Demaryius A. Thomas Scholarship Endowment at Georgia Tech. In memory of Demaryius Thomas, Broncos Ring of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning announced that through his Payback Foundation, he and his wife have endowed a scholarship program in Thomas's name. Thomas, of course, sadly passed away in December at the age of 33. The Los Angeles Rams announced that running back Cam Akers is switching back to number 3. Odell Beckham Jr. wore number 3 for LA last year. Cam Akers would have had to pay quite a bit of money to switch to number 3 during the season. He held off. Now he gets to switch back to number 3 for free. That's all I got for you on Thursday, April 27th. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, it's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a rating and review. As always, stay tuned for later today. We've got you covered on the NFL draft all day long right here on the SB Nation NFL show. And we've got plenty of live draft content coming up this evening. We'll talk to you soon.